This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization says that it is unlikely a safe, effective vaccine against COVID-19 will be available for widespread use before the middle of next year. Health officials are urging people to lower their expectations. They say the development of a safe vaccine takes time and cannot be rushed. As it is, the World Health Organization reports remarkable progress is being made toward this end. It notes at least 6 to 9 candidate vaccines have begun phase 3 clinical trials. The WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris says many thousands of people participate in these carefully crafted trials. She says a vaccine must be proven to be safe and seen to provide protection against the coronavirus in at least 50% of subjects before it can be approved for public use. She says the safety of the vaccine has to be monitored at every stage of the research, making it a very lengthy process. Hundreds of people showed up in the center of Rome to demonstrate against the Italian government's measures to counter the spread of COVID-19. Italy's known death toll stands at more than 35,500. The day's new cases of COVID-19 dipped slightly from the previous 24-hour period, but so did the number of swab tests performed to detect the coronavirus. The nation's overall rate of transmission of the virus by infected persons has also been creeping upward. Globally, there are more than 877,000 COVID-19-related deaths. The number of worldwide infections is more than 26.7 million, while the United States does have more than 6.2 million confirmed cases. Both Brazil and India topped 4 million over the weekend, with India